No, no, she's given us just a very quick briefing, and in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey, they were made up by Obama, they were made up by the Biden information, you know, we went through years of that with the Russia hoax, with all of the different things that we had to go through. We've gone through years of it, but she's handled it very well, and it's going to be up to her. Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release. Yeah.
Well, if you were hoping for an Epstein-free news cycle, tough shit. This is not going away. In fact, I imagine it's going to get way, way, way worse. We have a situation where nobody is buying the official statement coming from government. And I don't care if that official statement is coming from Trump. I don't care if that official statement is coming from Biden or Clinton or Obama. It doesn't matter. Nobody is buying that you keep arresting child trafficker billionaires, but yet they don't have any clients. That's the dumbest thing to accept. And telling people to shut up about it is a real bad move. So here's Donald Trump this morning, and he says the Epstein files were made up by Comey and they were made up by Obama. Okay, they were made. I don't know anything about that. I imagine this FBI, this globalist, nefarious intelligence apparatus that has bullshitted everything from JFK, from UFOs to UAPs to the pyramids to the. I would be shocked if they didn't alter evidence, if they didn't add stuff, remove stuff, destroy stuff. Yeah, I would be real shocked if they didn't. Let's say if Trump's name was in there, then they would have used this against Trump. All the stupid shit they used against Trump, they didn't use this. No, if Trump's name was in there, they would have used it. That's real simple. So, is there a bunch of stuff that Obama, Biden, Comey, all these people afterwards inserted Trump's name in there? And Pam's like, hey, dude, look they put your name all in this thing right here. I could see that happening. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But then going out and telling everybody, well, listen, shut up now, right? Listen, they had all these Epstein files, and they messed up with them. They screw with them. So we're just moving forward now. We're not going to release them. That's a bad move. Here's Chris. What's this guy? But what if he's telling the truth? I've not known him to lie, and usually he's right about most everything. We have to consider what he's telling us the truth. I think what he's doing, Chris, is telling the truth. I think if there are any files left at the FBI, they are tainted evidence. That being said, telling people, well, shut up and move on, that's a real bad move. Because now you're telling me that people from Obama's administration were tainting and manipulating Epstein evidence? Well, then you have to arrest them for that, because that's a crime. You can't just tell people to shut up and move on. That's a bad move. These people are, they're monsters, they're lizard people, they're doing horrible things. We're not turning a blind eye to that. It doesn't matter who's in the office, it doesn't matter who's telling us to shut up about it. We need people arrested. We need people held accountable. These are monstrous individuals, right? They're worse than parasites. And you might have parasites. You're eating a lot of pork, right? You're sleeping with animals, right? You got a cat litter box next to your bed. Guys, check out today's sponsor, TWC Parasite Cleanse. Most people don't realize that pork is one of the biggest sources of parasites in the world. Study after study proves it. The CDC says pork is the primary source of trichinosis infections worldwide. The WHO and the CDC list pork as top source for tapeworms and toxoplasmosis. Research shows that pork has poor detox channels, making it easy for parasites to survive and pass to humans. If you eat pork or sushi, travel, have pets, or simply want to protect your gut and immune system, it's one more reason to do targeted medical-grade full-body parasite cleanse at least once a year. That's why the Wellness Company has created their Ivermectin Plus Membendazole Parasite Cleanse. This uniquely powerful combination helps eliminate unwanted parasites and supports your immune system, digestion, and overall health. Fill out a quick intake form and get a 4-usage supply medical grade cleanse shipped straight to your door. Head to twc.health/salty and use promo code salty to save $60 off plus free shipping. And speaking of parasites that need to be removed, can Trump start with Pam Bondi? Will TWC's parasite cleanse get rid of Pamela over here? He ends up saying, listen, whatever Pamela Bondi thinks is credible, she should release. Okay, well, she just said case closed, so I don't have a whole lot of faith in her, sir. Number one, she's done a horrible job. A horrible job handling this. She should be fired just for that. Just the mere fact that any response that you give now, that's not just we've arrested all of these people. Every response is going to make you look bad. Every response. If you release something but nobody gets arrested, Trump's going to look bad. If he doesn't release anything, he's going to look bad. If he says I can't release things because the evidence been manipulated, he looks bad. Right? Why do you look bad with every response now? Well, it's because Pam Bondi put you in that situation. Pam Bondi put you in that situation. If there was some sort of overarching legal strategy that you were going to do, you could have come out well before Pamela started doing a bunch of interviews saying she had all of the evidence, all of the videos, all of the stuff, all of it on her desk and all of that. You could have said, listen, this is a multi-country dragnet. We don't want anybody to get away, and we're going to arrest people. Yeah, no, we know what happened. We know who's involved. We know what's going on. We are putting together an iron-tight case to bring these people to court to hold them accountable for what they did on this island. So you're not going to hear from us until we arrest anybody. I think a lot of people would be like, okay, but that's not at all what we got. This chick was like, Here's she gave binders out to influencers. Remember that? Phase one, by the way. Phase one. Then she said case closed. Case closed. So they're not going. And now you say, well, she'll give you more information. Well, you're only giving us more information because we won't shut up about it. And we're never going to shut up about it until you give us something. We need arrests. Multi-billionaires. They're trafficking children. You keep arresting them for it, but you don't arrest any of the clients. This is bullshit. Nobody's buying any of this. Pam Bondi's handling of this is horrendous. She has to be fired. And she's telling you real stupid shit. She just told you that, the Epstein files were made up. They were made up. So now there is a tranche of made up evidence at the FBI that was going to be used. Why did they make up stuff? Did they just make shit up for fan fiction at the FBI? No, clearly they made shit up to use it as a political weapon. That's a fucking crime. That's a fucking crime, Pam. So now you got my dude out there and he's sitting there going, yeah, these guys, we caught them committing a crime because we got the documents that they messed with, the evidence that they messed with. But Pam's not launching a criminal investigation about that right now, is she? No. So that makes my dude look bad. So he's getting a lot of real bad advice over here. And then it tees up the lefties to do some real crazy shit. Speaking of parasites, watch this. So you just saw this situation where every a Democrat said, I'm writing a bill and I want all of the Epstein information released immediately. Now, they can't release all of the Epstein information immediately. I saw this all over the place yesterday. Everybody was sitting there going, oh, my God, how come Republicans don't want this released? All the Democrats voted for it. All the Republicans voted against it. Well, yes, all of the Republicans voted against it because you can't just release child porn. And that's what the Democrats said, we're going to push forward a bill and we're all going to vote yes on it, knowing full well that the Republicans can't allow it to move forward. Because it'll make Trump look bad because it's about Epstein information. So all the Democrats vote for it. Not because they want it released, because they think it makes Trump look bad. Because for a good period of time, until people understand what just happened, it just looks like Republicans are out there. And listen, I imagine some Republicans are on the Epstein. I imagine a lot of Republicans are on the Epstein list, or they're compromisers. They've got some sort of fucking involvement, right? And so they don't want it out. But in this particular situation, you cannot just release all of the Epstein information, because a good chunk of it, I would imagine most of it, is child porn. And so now you've got Democrats using a political weapon of leveraging child porn to make Trump look bad. But they're the good people. Why try so hard to block a list that doesn't exist? House Republicans block Democratic maneuver to force release of Epstein files. Okay. The release of Epstein files that the Democrats whipped up and tried to push, that Gavin Newsom over here is now politicking with, is the release of child sexual material. Gavin Newsom's advocating for the release of unredacted child sexual abuse material documents. Why did Ro Khanna leave it so vague as to not put in proper guardrails to protect the victim? Because, again, that's the entire point. Look at Trump. Lulz, look at the Republicans. They're protecting Epstein files. You wrote a bill to dump everything out. You wrote a bill to take child porn, tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of hours of child porn, according to Pam Bondi, and then just dump it out there, knowing full well that, no, you can't allow that. You can't allow that. We're not Facebook over here. That's going to give you trouble, allegedly. But that's what the Democrats are. So Trump has now been put in a position by Pam Bondi to politically look bad by a bunch of motherfuckers over here like the Democrats using child porn as a weapon against Donald Trump. Yeah. They're all assholes. They're all criminals. They're all criminals. But there you go. Trump should say, listen, I'm firing Pam Bondi. I'm firing her. Her handling on this is so atrocious. So atrocious. And by the way, you Democrats are fucking monsters, by the way, to try and score political points by threatening to release child porn on the fucking, out in the open. We're just going to dump child. We're just going to dump all of these poor victims of child rape. We're just going to dump their shit out on there. In an attempt to make you vote against it so we can say that you're the bad people. Fucking wild. Fucking, these people are all assholes. They're all fucking criminals. So Donald Trump should just come out and say that. They're all fucking criminals. Everybody here is a fucking criminal. And if I was on that list, they would have used it. That list has been messed with, so now we're going to investigate that. We're going to hold those people accountable. You got to arrest somebody, dude. You got to arrest somebody. The crimes are piling up. The crimes are piling up. So stop telling people it's not a big deal. Stop telling people to shut up about it. Stop telling people to move on. The crimes keep piling up. And the only way you're going to satiate anybody is when you start arresting people. Why doesn't he get this? All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support Jeremy. Kept up to date on Donald Trump. Not understanding this and the COVID shot. Remember that? Hit the subscribe button and make way. It's assault. Must flop.